Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Welcome back. It's TMA, and this is the start of the 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Schaefer Door Company at 941. And that's Jackson's fault. The record.
My bad.
When you can't keep us on schedule.
You can't contain takes.
No.
I agree with that part. Send your emails in. Design Air Heating and Cooling email today coming your way here in a matter of moments. Ken Strode has just re-entered the program.
Taking steps.
What happened?
Yeah, elevator's out.
Elevator's out?
Oh. We got a guy delivering, like, it looked like the heaviest items ever. He goes, I don't know what to do. He just looked at the stairs. He's standing there and felt bad for the guy.
Well, that elevator's got some real issues.
Just put an escalator in.
That would be so...
Probably be easier. I don't know if there's room there. I suppose an escalator's a lot more expensive than an elevator?
I don't know.
But you're tired. You're tired of it, aren't you?
I say we throw out random numbers we don't know about and just pound it as truth.
At least 500,000, I think.
It requires more room, too.
Definitely a lot more room, I'm with you. You're going to have to reconfigure the whole room.
No, supply chain issue.
Well, maybe somewhere in the future, steps at buildings like this will be like an escalator, just kind of rotating steps.
Think we'll still be doing the show then?
No. So no matter how high you got to walk up in the building, at least you don't have to do the walking.
Just
escalator
hire somebody like Andre the Giant. Just carry people up.
About that, what do you ever think about that?
That would be uncomfortable for a lot of people to have. Is he going to be wearing the singlet and everything?
Yeah, he pays some guy 50,000 years to carry people up the steps. Is he cheaper than fixing that thing every week?
I feel like he was a Frenchman.
He was French.
Oh, yeah. He could drink some beers and booze and eat.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got laid a lot.
Sure.
I don't know. I imagine.
Who would know that?
There's a lot of stories about him, but in documentaries, he never says how many women he slept with.
Well, maybe he kept that private.
Mostly, if you're banging them two at a time, you're not keeping it private. You're bragging.
I think a lot of people keep their sex life private.
I wouldn't know. I don't.
You know, I know.
I'm an open book on the show.
You know.
One of those.
Some have doubted your 500 woman conquests.
That's their problem. No. Those are ones that aren't getting laid.
The 500 others? That was your secret? Find 500 women who aren't getting laid?
Somebody asked me one time, how many could you go through? Could you name? I don't think I can name 50.
That's just love them and leave them.
That's when now you're Don Juan.
You were such a Casanova that they were just nameless faces.
They were, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That girl that brought her Nova Scotia beef. Flew down to Bermuda to stay with me. I can't remember her name.
She brought Nova Scotia beef.
I remember Cardente, but I can't remember the Nova Scotia girl.
No.
Doug, I know we have some great players getting together on Sunday. A lot of buzz about Mr. Licks joining Plowhawk Chairman Kurt and Jackson yesterday. And the rest of the field will get a chance to meet Licks on Sunday. And the gallery, for that matter. I wonder if Licks will sign for the fans.
I doubt it.
But I don't know if any of the players will be as good as 15-year-old Miles Russell. Jeez.
What a week he had.
Jeez.
Doug, the 15-year-old made the cut on the Corn Ferry Tour and then finished 20th in the event.
Miles Russell,
15 years old.
Gets to play next week.
Russell is the reigning AJGA Player of the Year, American Junior Golf Association Player of the Year. I shot a 66 on Sunday, and that finished six shots behind the winner. He became the youngest player since at least 1983 to finish in the top 25 in a Korn Ferry Tour or PGA Tour event. An amateur playing on a sponsor's exemption, Russell won't pocket any money for the finish, but he did qualify for next week's Korn Ferry event. That is in Texas as a result of finishing in the top 25. So that's nice to have going at 15. He's 15 years old, 5 months and 17 days.
Miles Russell. Now, is he as overrated as his grandfather, Bill Russell?
Is he committed to any college?
I've got nothing.
I felt like that was a ball to the plowhawk. It wasn't my place to take the shot.
Yeah. He didn't even hear what I said. He was preoccupied with something else.
Oh, just go out on Twitter?
No, I'm trying to get the email with the damn music up.
I wonder if he has committed any college.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why would you? If you're that good, why would you bother to waste 4 years of earning potential in college?
Do you see that kid from Vanderbilt who already has his PGA Tour card and coming back for his senior year? Last name Sargent. Forgot his first name. I apologize.
Dick Sargent.
Dick Sargent. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what was he on?
Bewitched.
But he has his tour card. It's still going to be waiting for him after his senior year, but he chose the college route.
How did he get a tour card?
I don't know the exact story, but look it up. I know it's a fact. But he decided to not join the PGA Tour and come back for college.
I've never heard of him.
Well, if they're giving out millions of dollars every week, what are you doing in college? Why don't you go out there and play for it?
Well, he had one good term as a 15-year-old. That doesn't mean he's going to
No, I mean, this guy in college, this college kid advantage.
Gordon Sargent.
Gordon Sargent.
Gordon Dick Sargent.
Has his tour card.
How did he get it, though? That's what I'm curious.
He reached number one amateur golf ranking in February of 2023. Low amateur in 2023 U.S. Open. I don't know if that's what qualified him for.
Well, just because he got his PGA Tour card. They give those things like...
Sargent hasn't PGA Tour card secured thanks to PGA Tour University Accelerated Program, but he will defer his status till next summer because he's going back to college.
Why don't we go to this Accelerated program?
He's not going to get into a ton of tournaments. I mean, all those guys, like if you finish top 25... You get a card on the Korn Ferry Tour, but 25 to 50 also get a partial card. So they're not going to play in a lot of events. I think those top five amateurs who get in, they get limited events they can play in. I haven't seen them play an event yet. So I go back to college, get another year of season and get better, and he's still got the card for the following year. Now, Dunlop, the kid who won as an amateur, I mean, you have to say see
Bama,
a college.
Yeah.
Because I get to play in all the signature events, which is money.
I still think it's a joke he didn't collect any of that $1.3 million or $1.5 million. That is...
Well, he's an amateur.
I get it. That's actual rule. But I think the rule in general is stupid. He should have got a portion of that money.
I suppose going to a big-time university and being on a golf scholarship is not the worst lifestyle in the world.
Hell no. It looks fun as all.
You don't know how much NLI money he's making. Or NIL money.
Probably not a lot for golf.
NLI, NIL.
Oh, what?
Hey, I got some business to attend to, and then we have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Here in the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour, transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. At Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. Why choose Illinois Recovery Center? A holistic healing approach, expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, top-notch facility and accommodation. It's all at the IRC. Whether you've made the life-saving choice to seek help on your own or you want to be prepared for the other end of an addiction intervention with a loved one, the chance to learn about addiction recovery is available to you at the Illinois Recovery Center in Swansea. If you or someone you know wants more information about the Illinois Recovery Center, please call 888-472-9559 or visit illinoisrecoverycenter.com. And Longo Biggs, they're fired up to be participating in the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship this Sunday. CD and Doug are. That is the case. If you're injured in a car accident, you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CD Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and CD Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. Doug and CD are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, excellent personal injury lawyers. They're online at longobiggs.com. It's Longo Biggs, online at longobiggs.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our Design Air Heating and Cooling Email of the Day! Everything good in the filtered file, Jackson?
Yep.
I'm working for Strode Industries now. His fables about people wanting his autograph are over. Even he knows it. I mean, in 5 days, the Iggy stories are going to be completely legitimate. Trust me, that's all I can say about my business. But I emailed in today because I care for Tim. I want him to win the tournament. And I am worried about this finger situation. I will do anything he asks, including nunchucking one of the Pope's fingers to level the playing field, because that's important. But this email is really about the first time I experienced anal piercing.
No.
How many times can you have a first?
Last weekend, I noticed a crowd in the abandoned Fuddruckers parking lot. Really cool car show. As I approached the convertible LeBaron, I noticed its owner. Crystal blue eyes accentuated by Ulta eye concealer. Ulta's having a lot of product placement today.
Love that.
They really are. Eye concealer?
A brim full of hair and tight khakis. Kind of had a Peter Frampton and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band thing going on. Mm-hmm. Then he made his move. I'm going to do to you what I did to that Hall of Famer Tom Seaver. Take you deep.
Oh.
With that, he unzipped my pant and put me in his flying lip lock on the love muscle hold.
Ah.
As my knees started to wobble, he slid his left hand up me thigh, straight to pay dirt as his journalism class ring scraped the inner walls of my love tunnel. That's from Sticky Solo.
Sticky Solo.
How long are you going to let that thing go on, Doug?
Well, it was close. I was close to shutting it down.
You've heard of the Jets versus the Shaqs. You've read about the... Doug, you always pronounce it Socias versus the Greasers. And
Socias, yeah.
You've listened to the East Coast versus West Coast rap wars, and you've seen the blood spilled from the Bloods versus the Crips. But have you ever scrolled the fan page lately? And I'm not on to see the groups versus the other groups. I don't see it because I'm not on the fan page, but group versus other group warfare is a real issue. Probably. You guys want to talk about it? No.
Probably.
All righty. Thanks. That's from the Coalition for asking our 20-year-old neighbors if they have nudes of their ex-girlfriends. If you need us, we'll be in the bushes getting pissed on.
Oh!
I don't even think I said groups.
The Coalition.
Selfless, altruistic, benevolent. Mr. Stroh does not get enough credit for everything that he does for the community. Out of the goodness of his heart, he drove to 2 separate bowling tournaments and almost stopped the van for food for the team. That was Trump today when he shared that his personal fame helped bring attention to professional athletes when he was caddying, and he was even willing to sign for the audience. That's why his name is listed 3rd on the show open and why he should be invited to golf 3rd as well. He is classy like Perry Ellis and Diners Club, which is why people like Gigi Oakforest instinctively flock to him. Some Shooter McGavin, the vice president of Bermuda Mater D job postings, read live on St. Louis HD2 radio.
Oh, Shooter McGavin.
I haven't seen Oakforest in a while. I haven't played her.
Morning. Almost got an ice cream yesterday, but then I didn't. That's it. That's the story. Now, here's me breaking down a little ditty of a song lyric nobody wants to hear. Best, that's from Ellen Foley's administrative assistant. Use my nipple hair to use as a yarn. Now leave me alone.
Ellen Foley's administrative assistant. Now leave me alone.
Blacked out.
I love you deep down inside.
And finally, Sadie Hawkins, Doug. The Cardinals got swept by the Brewers, but I'm sure these losses will help them in September. The Doggies scored an injury time goal to salvage a draw and now have more draws in matches 6 than they had in 34 matches all of last season. The Battlehawks won again in front of 31,000 screaming Hoosiers at our poorly lit dungeon with the ugly old turf. the Bang Bang Niner Gang guy, was active on the fan page this weekend, posting a selfie of himself smoking a joint on 420, and then last night posted a photo of Allie Larder in whipped cream bikini and let everyone know he was watching Varsity Blues. But I think the lead is that KG in O-Town invited the phone book to play golf with him yesterday and then invited Iggy, who declined, and then invited Mr. Licks, who shot a 105. Mr. Licks, presumably sporting a needlepoint belt that reads, "Stick it in me bum," called in to bifurcate his round into a 57 front nine and a 48 back nine. Licks then humble bragged that he played St. Louis and Westwood last August while admitting he hasn't played a round in forever, further cementing the conclusion that he's not a member anywhere before throwing some shade at Bill DeWitt III's artwork while pretending he wasn't taking a shot because he's just naturally condescending. Unfortunately, he was too pressed for time to weigh in on all the important questions of whether Billy Ho is a douche for scolding an Asian for saying nice shot at Belle Reve after Billy hit one into the drink. That's from Buck Swope.
Oh, is it? Nice email, Buck Swope.
And that's what we have for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today.
Today I'm going to give my vote to the Coalition. The Coalition gets my vote today.
Is that the one with, like, a very long last name? Coalition,
yes.
Some other things.
That's correct.
Yeah, I liked him. Coalition.
Coalition has just won!
All right, nice.
The Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. That's two wins for the Coalition now. Coalition's dangerous, don't
you? Yeah, it's a couple wins.
Fun to watch.
Probably. Barn burner going on.
Yeah, it
probably
is.
Probably KG
is,
again.
It is.
Be great.
Chairman Kurt. Let's see. Jackson, are going to huddle down the hallway. I understand your concern. It should be fine. We've got a Stephen Wildwood mic drop. Jackson, what else do we have coming up?
Little Pills weekend wrap up.
Yeah. There you go.
You're just going to wrap up the weekend again?
Yeah.
Lakers.
Mostly off. NBA?
Not enough for my money, but I'm sure we won't talk about it at all.
Oh.
There you go.
So they announced the three finalists for MVP. Who would get your vote?
Nikola Jokic.
Okay. Over Doncic?
Yeah. Not Shy?
Shay.
How old is LeBron? 40?
Damn it. I wanted to try to be cool.
39.
Guy's still averaging 27 points a game. He's 40 years old.
Witness.
Yep. He's fantastic.
You like that, Doug? Witness? I like that.
What does that mean?
That was used to be the campaign in like the late aughts for LeBron was the witness.
Yeah.
You're like witnessing greatness.
Oh.
And
did
really
he start that?
No. Nike did.
Okay.
Doug, you'll be witness to greatness on Sunday at Gateway National.
I don't know. I just don't. I got a new golf bag over the weekend, so maybe that'll help a
little
bit.
You should have three strokes.
Nice. We'll be in a group together, too. We'll have fun, Doug. I promise.
Why don't you get a new
look
putter?
At the bag.
I'll look at the bag.
You have a Scotty Cameron, right?
Yeah, with the little suction cup on the bottom of it now, so I'm ready to go. At least I won't have to bend over very much.
Nice.
Flip that off. Yeah, good invention.
It's not bad. Yeah. Screws right into the bottom of the putter.
Yeah. It's like a little rubber thing.
I need to get one of those.
Did you realize that every golf club has a hole in the bottom of the handle?
Really? Yeah.
The handle's like this, and they've all got a hole in there for these things.
Well, is that right? Really?
Yeah. Look at your club.
I did not know that.
Little
at least the putters do.
There's less little air in there. The grip doesn't stick, so it's easier to get off when you change grips.
Must be.
That's why my ball flies off the tee.
Yeah.
Bomb season. Time for us to shut it down. Jackson and I are going to go deal with it down the hall. It's called Balloon Party. You can switch over your YouTube and your radio and whatever else to 101 ESPN, the 101 ESPN app. For the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Higgins Strode, from our brother Kevin, from Douglas Alvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been The Morning After, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.